Scene 9, Martin Walters, 6:35 p.m. The party was clearly beginning, for there was something unmistakably partyish about the women. They wore long dresses in black and exposed skin in white, a few blacks too, but I didn't see many, and carried purses, stoles, and a variety of other accoutrements that had to be checked. Since the hotel carefully did not put a check room on that particular floor, it meant that the men folks had to perform their time-honored male chauvinist task of scurrying up and down the escalator to find check rooms. I keep waiting for the liberated woman who will say, right after equal pay for equal work, something like, "I'll take care of checking the coats this time, kid." I haven't found her yet. There was a long table at which last-minute tickets were being sold, so I adjusted my nameplate and stood in line. There were only two or three ahead of me. I had two $10 bills ready when it was my turn. The young lady behind the desk was filling out forms. I suppose they wanted some record of attendees. She made her side vision do the work as she reached for the bills without looking up from the form. "Name, please," she said. "Darius Just," I said. "How do you spell the last name?" she said. "You guess," I said, and she looked up to stare at my nameplate. Then she carefully spelled it out. "How else can you spell it?" I asked. She didn't seem put out. She had dark hair and a skinny face and had probably spent her whole young life countering wise guys. She said it could have two S's or a final E, or it could begin with a D. We have all kinds of queer foreign names now. "But it's just," I said. "That's it," she said, and handed me my ticket and $2.50 in change. I stepped away glumly. I suspect that I made that small fuss in order to give her a chance to study the name and recognize me. She hadn't, and it was a bookseller's convention, too. How quickly they forget. Except that I had no reason to think she knew anything about me to forget in the first place. But then, how come she didn't ask me how to spell my first name? Perhaps it was only the easy names that roused her dark suspicions. I took the opportunity of stepping into the men's room before starting the round of happy festivity. The Duke of Wellington is supposed to have said that he never ignored an opportunity to piss, since a convenient time might not arrive very quickly thereafter, and I have always tried to follow the same principle. I was washing my hands when someone moved up to the sink beside me, and it was Martin Walters. It was only a little over 2 hours since the embarrassment over the press conference that I had come on time for and still been too late for, and I scowled at him. Martin had no difficulty reading the scowl. He dried his hands and said with an uncomfortable smirk, perhaps it was intended to be an ingratiating smile, "Listen, Darius, I'm sorry about this afternoon, I really am." "It's all right," I said, but it wasn't, so I changed the subject. "Do you know Giles DeVore?" "Yes, why? You haven't seen him up here by any chance?" "I just got here, and even if I saw him, I wouldn't see him." "Oh, what's the matter?" "He stood me up." "Receiving end doesn't taste as good?" He smiled uncomfortably again. "Come on, Darius, it was different. In our case, it was the force of circumstances, you know that. In the case of Giles, it was just a matter of forgetting or not caring. I'm in charge of the entertainment for a dining club, and I arranged with him to come down and give a little talk on the significance of fantasy or something like that. It wasn't much, but I thought it would start some good conversation, you know. Only he never showed. It was very embarrassing, and when I called him the next day, he said coolly he had forgotten. No sign of contrition. Seemed totally unmoved. It was the most unprofessional thing I've come across in a long time. I've wiped him out of my book." "Too bad," I said, not managing to be as sympathetic as I ought to have been. Once out of the men's room, I gave up my ticket and moved into the outer of the two rooms into which the ballroom was divided. That one was the bar, and I paused just long enough to make sure that Giles DeVore wasn't there. Then I moved on.